Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply mature audiences only. Mature audiences only. Movies introduced us to ratings on every film. Some are rated G. These are your cartoons and family movies that everyone can go and watch together. Others are PG. These are films where parents are expected to accompany their children and then guide them through some elements that they don't need to see. Then there are other movies that are reserved for mature audiences only. These are films where children are not typically allowed inside. In similar fashion, business is for mature audiences only. However, we can all agree that there are many childlike activities that often dominate most work and professional environments. Therefore, it's the role of a leader to ensure that all team members understand the importance of engaging in activities that are suitable for the task at hand. Yes, my friends, we need to develop mature audiences in every aspect of business. The GROW acronym outlines the 4 key elements to make this happen. The 4 key ways to make sure that all those on your team can thrive in mature environments only. The G reminds us of the importance of generosity. One of the most mature actions in business is found in the art of generosity. Think for a moment how many children are resistant to sharing and giving. And in business, oftentimes, we must reject the attitude that encourages hoarding information and withholding of assistance and become eager to give of ourselves. There are 4 key areas, or actually 3 key areas, where giving is essential. The first is giving of our time. Taking the time to listen, to understand, to look others in the eye when they speak to you and vice versa. Your undivided attention is one of the greatest gifts that you can give. We all owe our undivided attention to those that are around us, and the act of generosity begins with our giving of time. It also transcends to our giving of talents. We all have special gifts and abilities that are of value to other people, that have value to other people on our teams. The willingness to share those talents is paramount for our success, particularly when it comes to developing those around you. What talents do you have that you may have been hoarding? Are there gifts and abilities that your team members don't even know you possess? I challenge you to come out of that shell, to show them what you can do, to be free, to allow your talents to be leveraged for the good of the team. Then last but certainly not least, we want to be generous when it comes to our training expertise. Almost anything we've learned, we have the skill to teach. Driver's education is a great example. Although they have schools that can teach people how to drive and courses they can take, almost each one of us has the ability to teach somebody the skill that we have learned ourselves. Think of the people who've learned how to cook from someone else, who've learned how to drive or swim or ride bicycles. So many things that we could now translate into the work environment to say, whatever you know how to do, it's good to invest time in cross-training those around you, showing them how it's done. Best practices and things along those lines will always help further the team's success. The R in our GROW acronym reminds us of the importance of resilience. This is simply the ability to bounce back. Let me ask, how do you respond when things don't go your way? Children throw temper tantrums, they pout, and they pitch a fit and hope that things will change. Mature audiences, on the other hand, handle things quite differently. First, we assess. This is the process of identifying what went wrong. Next, we address. This is when we spend time discussing the issues to find out the best solutions. Then we confess any areas where we made mistakes. This is not the time for finger pointing. It's the time for self-evaluation. And finally, we progress. This is the art of leaving the past behind and moving forward to new and exciting challenges. Resilience is a mature audience action, and we should all embrace it. The O in our GROW acronym reminds us of the importance of objectivity. negativity. This is the fine art of never taking things personally. Think about it. We all see the world from our own lenses, and it's easy to believe everything is all about us. However, that's the furthest thing from reality. See, objectivity empowers us to first accept constructive feedback. When you're objective, you don't internalize information when it's coming to you to help you improve. You actually receive it objectively. It also allows us to admit our own mistakes. Because we're not taking things personally, we don't feel like a mistake is deadly. We feel like it's actually a stepping stone to becoming better than ever before. Objectivity also allows us to take full responsibility for our actions. Many people run away from this. Obviously, children do as well, but when we are in mature environments, we can take responsibility and embrace those around us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important to us to exercise objectivity. And last but certainly not least, the W in our GROW acronym reminds us of the importance of wisdom. Think of it, my friend. Oftentimes, children are known for their lack of wisdom. They make decisions that if they had it to do all over again, they know they wouldn't repeat. Well, at the same time, my friends, wisdom empowers us in the workplace and in professional environments to, one, refrain from talking out of turn. It also gives us the power to resist the urge to bring others down. It allows us to remember that everyone deserves our best and to refuse to create hostile environments. We all know the end result of our actions long before we take them, and wisdom is the gift of thinking ahead. If you've ever played chess, you know that every single move we make will impact another move on chess table. By the same token, my friends, every single action is going to impact another team member, positively or adversely. And wisdom is thinking 3, 4, 5 moves ahead just to make sure we're doing the right things at the right time all the time. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.